just wondering how your first media day's been and kind of how you're settling in with this team since signing in July.
It's everything new for me, so but we got a good group of people, so it's been easier to practice with those guys and be within the locker room, so I'm excited. Yeah, we played against each other in Spain. So actually, I spent Christmas time with Joe at Barcelona because he's a really good friend of Marcelinho. And I went to Barcelona. We had like some some days free, and I spent Christmas time with him. So we have something from Spain.
Raul, how has your experience been with the last month or so when you've been in the gym here training and scrimmaging against the rest of your teammates?
Like I said, it's everything different for me. It's hard to play against those guys. They are in the best league in the world for almost then. They're already like 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. So it's been a little hard for me, but I'm improving. I'm feeling comfortable each day more, and I'm being good every day.
Sure, kind of a similar question. You know, later half of the summer, once you got to, be here a little bit more, I guess what were your focuses as far as getting ready for your first season?
For me, it was just, you know, going out there and competing and showing the guys that I'm capable of playing at the same level they are, and really just working on my overall game because, you know, no player on earth is perfect in any way. So, you know, that's a big thing I like to talk upon is just advancing in any way that I can. Nothing in particular. Like I said, you know, I'm not perfect in any area, so that just shows that I can improve in, you know, every aspect of my game.
Trey, how big of an adjustment do you think it'll be for you, primarily playing on the wing at Kentucky, to coming into the NBA and most likely playing more for bigger guys, stronger? Is that going to be a big adjustment for you?
I just think the biggest adjustment for me is just adjusting to the strength part. You know, playing in college, you're going up against guys that are 22, 23, and now you're in the NBA playing against 32-year-old grown men. You know, it's a big difference there. So, you know, just like everything else, it's going to be an adjustment, and hopefully I'll be able to make that adjustment quickly.
For both of you guys, what are you expecting your rookie season?
I'm just expecting just to, contribute to the team, do everything that I'm capable of doing to help the team win. That's one thing we take pride on is winning, of course, and, hopefully I'll be able to, help the team do that.
I expect improve every day. I think I'm in the best league now, and I want to just take advantage of everything we have here, all the coaches helping us, all the players, and I think it's going to be a fun season, and I'm going to improve and learn a lot of things.
How, well, when you came here in the summer, Dante Exum obviously was still healthy and on the team and everything. How does his absence change your life in any way?
I mean, it's another kind of life being an NBA player. So I came here first. I think I was the first player in the city. I came from the national team. I was working with them. So I think it's going to be everything new for me. It's going to be a new season, a new culture I'm living. I got to improve my English. I got to do a lot of things that it's going to help me in the court, so it's going to be a nice season.
Trey, you did a video with SB Nation where you did these impersonations, one of them of Coach Cal. Yeah. I remember one of the things you said is, he said, "You're not a playmaker, Trey." Is that something he really said? Because, I mean, in my eyes, that's actually one of the best things about your game, right? That you have the ability to playmake.
Yeah, he told me that in practice a couple times, but it's just that the team didn't need it from me, so, I thought it was funny.
So we'll see. Are we going to see it more at the NBA level?
I'll just have to go out there and do whatever coach wants from me, and if that's one of the things, then yeah.
Do you have a Coach Snyder impersonation yet?
No, I'm not going to show that one.
with both of you guys being rookies. There's some rookie hazing that goes on. I'm sure you haven't seen anything yet, but have the players given you a little warning about what's going to happen, or what are you guys expecting in that regard?
On draft night for me, I got a picture of the pink backpack from Rudy, so it's all right. I don't have a backpack with me right now, so I could use it, actually.
With me, I think nothing yet, but I'm going to be ready for whatever they want to do with us.
Any other additional questions?
How have the Jazz helped you move to the U.S. with that, just the physical transition from going to Europe to here?
They're helping me a lot. Last summer I was here working with John Bryan and Isaiah at the weight room. So I think they were looking forward with me since last year, and they're helping me a lot. They know what I need to improve to be a good NBA player, and they're helping me with shooting practice, weight room, everything that I need to be better.
Howell, Trey, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
We've got one more player panel left.